The joyful manifestation process is a process created by me, Sugandhi Iyer. Joyful manifestation, it's a 10-step process that will guide you step by step. Whatever you want in life, be it money, love, good health, happiness, it doesn't matter what it is that you want. You can use the joyful manifestation process to attract this into your life. A lot of people are hands-on manifestors right now because a lot of people are getting into manifestation. Many years ago, people thought that life is the way it is. It is destined. There is somebody outside of us that decides what happens to us. People thought that there's a God, there could be a God and a creator who could be writing our story. We are the actors of the story and we just get to do what we're told to do. This is an old world thinking. This has kept everybody alive and kicking. All of these centuries, all of these years, people thought, this is it. This is my fate. This is my destiny. I really do not have much power over what's going to happen to me. Here's the good news, though. The good news is you do have a say on what happens to you. It's not all predestined, and it's not that somebody else is doing this to you. Nobody is doing this to you. You get to write your own story. You get to sing your own song. And you get to act in your own play. You get to be the writer, the creator, the producer, the director of your life story. That's what all of this manifestation techniques, information, knowledge that has been coming out for the last few years, especially with the law of attraction. If you've heard of Abraham Hicks, fantastic books. If you have a chance, you should definitely read the law of attraction, the whole Abraham Hicks series. They are so good. They will give you definite guidelines on how to manifest. What I've done with the joyful manifestation process is I've taken it a few steps further. The Abraham Hicks law of attraction theory is about getting aligned to what you want, and then you kind of receive it by thinking correctly. Joyful manifestation takes you further into the process and actually helps you get aligned. It tells you exactly how to get aligned. And there are so many other factors like karma. Karma is a big word. The Western world, the Eastern world, everybody is online with the word karma now. As per the ancient texts, the ancient wisdom of the yogis and the sages, the ancient wisdom brought down to us from India and other Eastern places, karma is something that you accumulate because of your actions. You're supposed to complete your karma. You're supposed to finish your karma. That is to say, if you've done something bad, then you get to suffer the consequences of your bad actions. Until you've completed it, you're not done with your karma. This is supposed to be something that you carry with you. Now, what I've done in the joyful manifestation process, in the book itself, is bring the concept of karma, the age-old concept of karma, with the brand new concept of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is not new. It's the way that it's being discussed that it's new. If you bring these two together, and then you kind of realize that, you can change your karma by using manifestation laws and rules. That's what the Joyful Manifestation book is about. It shows you how to change your karma. What happens to you, what you did, what you accumulated, and how your life is going to be, you reap what you sow. You can change all of these things by using the joyful manifestation process, by understanding how the universe works. That's what joyful manifestation is about. I want to bring you information on how to do it. All the time, we are manifesting. That's just what it is. We are manifesting. And we are all manifestors. If you knew that what I'm creating in my mind right now is going to go out in waves and hit everyone around me, if you felt like that, you would definitely take responsibility for what you're creating. That's what manifestation is about. We do our everyday life. We wake up in the morning. We hopefully brush our teeth, have a bath, etc., etc. We do all of these things and we go through our day. We get ready, we go to work, we make money and we come back. All the time, we're living life automatically, autopilot. Let's say somebody goes out there, decides that this is what they want in life. They want to get married and they want to have a steady job. Maybe a couple of children. They may be able to do it. They may not be able to complete it. Still, life seems to go on autopilot. It's just automatic. We wake up, we go through the day, and we sleep. How many of us really sit up and think, oh my God, I could do this better? Is this what I'm stuck with? Is there something that I can do better? Is there more that I can call to myself? A better life? Then you start thinking of manifesting and you start thinking of what wonderful things you can do in this body of yours. This body that you've been given is your instrument. You can use it to attract wonderful things into your life. In this moment, if you decide you want to be a fantastic manifester, you can do that. You can get out of the rut that's been created. I'm not asking you to go back and think that, oh, my life sucks, it's really bad. That's not what joyful manifestation is about. It's not supposed to make you feel depressed about your current life. It's about taking stock of it and thinking that there are many, many more things that you can do. Plan trips to Europe, you can plan trips to Australia, you can do so many things. You can have so much fun instead of just living automatically. Here on our show, Joyful Manifestation, we want to take you there. Whatever it is that you want, you can sit back now and let your mind roam around and think, what is it that I want? Do I want to spend some time on the ocean? Do I want to take this cruise? Do I want to attract this man that I've been looking at for such a long time, but he's really not giving me that much attention? Do I want a wardrobe full of wonderful clothes? What is it that I want? In the joyful manifestation process, we guide you to become fantastic manifestors, joyful manifestors. Because yes, even though you don't know it, we are manifesting, and many of us have become sad manifestors, sad stories, depressing stories, and the world sucks all around us. A suffering story. We want to take this manifestation process and take it to another level where we become really joyful manifestors and we open up our minds to creating magic every day. Magic is not only to be experienced when you go to Disneyland, when you take a vacation, quote unquote vacation, from your daily life. Magic is not just the 4 days or the 1 week that you set aside in a year. And you take this vacation either by yourself, with your partner, with your family, your children, and you go off for 5 days. We are going to Disneyland. It's a land of magic. But no, magic is something that happens every day. Every day can be really, really magical. And that's what the show is about, to bring this magic into your life. If you take the time to really listen, to tune in, if I had a powerful manifesting mind, if I was a joyful manifester, what would I do? Manifestation is not about having a guideline Yes, I mean, you've got the steps. You've got the steps. It's not about leading this automatic life that all of us do every day. It's about letting go, being free to expand on your day-to-day thoughts. Let every day's thoughts create new thoughts. Let every day's actions create new actions. Let every day's consequences create desire for new consequences. Then we just decide we want to fly. Let's say that there is a business. It's thinking, I've got around 5,000 customers and I need to make more customers. Most of the time, the business is stuck in maintaining its 5,000 customers. But just an example, what if a businessman, the owner of the business, thought, why only 5,000? Grateful for the 5,000, because obviously joyful manifestation is not about feeling ungrateful, but it's about feeling grateful. I'm grateful for the 5,000, but how about 50,000? How does it feel to me? And how about 500,000? Keep expanding. You let your mind expand. Your mind does your work. Then it goes out in waves, and the energy around you starts to get activated. It starts to get alive. And then it starts to literally manipulate everything and on everyone around you. Now everything and everyone around you becomes your co-creator and starts to bring you business. It's an example, and like I said, we'll go more into career and money in a few minutes from now, but it's an example of how wonderfully your mind can be used to create even more abundance and even more wonder for you. It's not just the 5 days that you go to Disneyland where you become free and you allow the whole Disney World thought process went into creating Disneyland and the Disney World, all of the characters, everything that goes into making it so wonderful. The whole purpose being to give you joy. What if you took it beyond the 5 days that you kept for yourself to vacation and you made every day of your life simply wonderful? That's joyful manifestation. You're here, you're listening to me. I do want to take a tiny break, 2 to 3 minutes. You know, go into the next section. It's going to be on career and money. A little bit of career and money. I know a lot of people are interested in their profession and they want to do well in life. Just signing out for a couple of minutes. We've got some music for you. Hang on tight.
Work hard, play hard. Diamonds all in my ring, player. Gold watches, gold chain, player. 100,000 champagne, player. Yeah, my money insane, player. Yeah, I'm making it rain, player. But I was just on a plane, player. Buying gear, flying here. It ain't what you heard, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always so I get love for that. I heard he stole my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see it in my closet before it's on the rack. Was out there in Hawaii, now I'm going back. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Buy so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still pulling up, and my family here, and they so
the bigger the bill, the harder you ball.
Up in this car, plus I'm out this world, girl, you know I'm a
now we by the bar. Last year they had to ask, now they know who we are. Boss tip, walk in the building, I own it. Can tell by who I'm on the phone with. Jay Young and talk about grown biz. Many too busy jacking my swag. Need to mess around, get your own fit. Get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own. Get your own chick, you ain't rapping my gang, get your own click.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go.
Go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. And they gon' hate, but that's no prob. Don't ever trust them, don't need nothing from them. Some dudes will talkin', but the things they claim it don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my. That's what I'm. And been one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most of them don't see.
Hi there, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're going into money manifestation. Money manifestation is important for all of us because this whole world runs on money. No matter if you think money is the root of all evil, that's what a lot of people think. You know, money is the root of all evil. Well, money is not the root of all evil. Money is a resource to be used to take care of what you love, your health, your family, and your country, to provide yourself with luxuries that make you feel good. That's what money is really all about. It's a resource. It's just like oil. It's just like any other resource that you have. And that's what money is all about. There is no need to become so serious about the topic of money. Discussing the pros and cons, how evil it is. Money is not evil. Money is actually there to help you. It's there to help you. It's there to help me. It's there to help everybody in this life. And to think that there needs to be a cap, a ceiling on how much money a person should make. Just think about it. Go into your mind right now and think, how much money have you been making all of these years, this year? You know how much money you made. How much money did you make? Think about it. Is it $50,000? Is it $60,000? And that's in the US, and if you're listening from some other country, then convert it. How much money did you make in your currency? Now, there's nothing wrong with how much money you made. Truly nothing wrong. Nothing at all. But are you noticing that in your mind, you're not able to go beyond the figure that you've created in your mind on how much you want to earn, on how much you can earn? If you're earning $50,000 or $60,000 a year, that's great. It's nothing to sneeze at. It's fantastic. But is that an amount that you've been making for the last few years? Is that an amount that you're projecting into your future? Think about it. A few seconds, right? Okay, fine. I know a few seconds are over. But that means there's a ceiling in your mind. There's a ceiling in your mind that this is all you're going to make. This is all you can make. Because that's what you've been making. Maybe you've improved on it. Maybe it's gone up a little. But still, it's in a certain range. And the ceiling is there in your mind that you can't go beyond that range, beyond that cap. Now, this ceiling, thought about it, I've done some thinking, researching, whatever you want to call it. And I found out that the ceiling is actually placed in our mind, in our minds, by society, by the energy around us. There is a certain energy that's gathered around us that we carry around us like a cloak. Let's imagine we have this blankie and we wrap it around us and we say, this is our protective blankie and this blankie is like this, this, this. It's made of this, this, this. This is what I'm going to surround myself with, cover myself with. And it's going to be this blankie that I'm going to have for so many number of years until I retire. And then with that amount, the blankie amount being money, you have an energy blanket around you right now. Right now, yes, each and every one of you that's listening has an energy blanket. Whether you like it or not, it's there. That blanket contains a number. 100,000, 50,000, 80,000, 20,000. That blanket now cocoons you. You continue to make that much money. Try as you might, you're not able to change it. For those of us who at least have this blanket cocooning us, that's great. It's nothing to sneeze at. Trust me. To have this blanket that you have, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. I feel
good
that, oh my God, I've got this fantastic, luxurious blanket around me that's worth $100,000 a year. Beyond that, what is it that you think you can make? And how can you get out of this tight blanket that you've put yourself into over years? All because of the thinking that you have. This thinking started a long time ago when you went to college, high school, college, when your parents talked to you, when your advisors talked to you and they said, if you do this course, this is how much you can make. A doctor makes so much. A lawyer makes so much. People who work at McD's, McDonald's make so much. And so on and so forth. We all have our ranges. We are happy about what we make or not too happy about it, but we still have this blanket and we are not able to go beyond it because their mind is trained that way and the energy around has become like that. And in order to make a change, you have to have new desires. From the desires, intentions. From the intentions, thoughts. And a very strong belief that you can do it. How do you create a new desire? Well, if you have a two-bedroom apartment, if you have a three-bedroom house, you want a five-bedroom house, you have to make changes in your desires accordingly that I now need a five-bedroom house. And it would be so wonderful to have a five-bedroom house. And you start thinking about it. How wonderful it would be to live in a five-bedroom house. What would you do with all the space? And then as you think about it, your desire fuels creation. Fuels creation if the juices start to move around and energy gets activated around you, the forces around you start to get excited and they all come together to help you create your reality. Everybody's jumping with joy. And by everybody, I mean, whether you believe in angels or not, you do have guides and angels. These angels are there. Your angels, your guides, your helper, the God energy, everything, all the souls who are connected to you, your family, your friends, co-workers, colleagues, they all get excited because you're now sending out waves of excitement and everything comes together to support you. With this desire, that new desire that you're flowing, you're sending it all around this universe, The universe gets activated, the whole energy fields, everything gets activated, all the forces come together to help you get your desire. And you start to make intentions. I intend to increase my income by 50,000 this year. Thoughts, the new thoughts, where you start thinking along the lines of having an increased salary of 50,000, what are you supposed to do? What are the action steps that you need to take to get this? Abraham Hicks, Law of Attraction. There's not that much mention of action steps, but actually action step, taking action, correct and guided action, is essential for manifestation. It just doesn't stop with thoughts. Your actions have to be good. Your thoughts fuel your actions, of course. Your actions have to be beneficial to you. It can't be contradictory to what you're creating. It has to work with you. Your actions need to bring about results. If you just keep sitting and thinking, I want to make $150,000 a year, and you don't get up off that sofa, that couch, it's not happening. It just doesn't happen like that. That's a false belief in the law of attraction, that all you got to do is think. No, you have to take action. It's very, very important, because action is very, very important to bring about consequences and results. Your actions have to be aligned with your personality. If you feel your personality is not going to bring about suitable actions because your actions are going to flow from your personality, then there's a little bit of personality development that you need to do. Yes, personality development is a very important part of manifestation. It's not that you're bad and you need to become good. You're already good, but you just need to become more efficient. That's all. And do things better. Improve your resume. Get the word out. Whatever it is that you need to do to get extra income in, to open up that blanket. So now the blanket is no longer stuck at $100,000, which is your ceiling that you have created over years and years of thinking, but it's expanding. Guess what? You can do fantastic things with your thinking and your imagination. Just imagine what you want. Desire it. And then imagine it into existence. Create intentions that can result in proper action steps and bring about loads and tons of money to you. There is no ceiling to the amount of money that you can make. There is no lack or shortage of ideas that will be given to you by the universe. If you want to make more money, the universe will step in and give you fantastic ideas. And you can take it out there and do whatever you want with it. Beliefs. Your beliefs have to be aligned with all of this, because your belief will help you last through your journey. If you believe that you can do it, then you're going to last. You're just going to hang on there or hang in there until it happens. You've got to feel as if you can do it. That's where your belief system comes in, to help you feel that you can do it, to have the confidence. This is just a little bit of money manifestation. It's just the tip of the iceberg, or whatever you want to call it. Here is an affirmation for you. And before we go into our next segment, which is love and sex, here's an affirmation, money manifestation affirmation. I attract more than enough money to have the lifestyle that I want. Money flows easily to me. I'll repeat it again. I attract more than enough money to have the lifestyle I want. Money flows easily to me. Wrap your mind around this affirmation. Just moving into the next segment, which is on love and sex, while we take a short 2 to 3 minute break. There's some music that's going to play for you.
Welcome to the candy shop.
Jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the, after you work up a sweat, you can play with the, I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Girl, what we do.
What we do.
And where we do.
And where we do.
The things we do.
Things we
are
do.
Just between me and you. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on. Like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. Right at the right time. Lights on, her lights off. She like a so seductive. You should see the way she whine. Her hips are slow mo on the floor when we. Long she ain't stopping, homie. I ain't stopping. The sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I
take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have to spend all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Man, I don't got all day. What's going on? 1587. Come on, I've been sitting here. Damn.
You keep the tape. What time it takes in there?
You wildin'. Wake up next time, yo. I got stuff to do.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back again on the Joyful Manifestation Show. You were listening to The Candy Shop. It's a fantastic song. I love that song. It sets the mood for our next segment, which is on love and includes sexual energy. Getting into love, we all have been in love at some point. Even if it's just nature. And when it comes to soulmates, oh my God, soulmates. I do soulmate manifestation. And I've actually worked with more than 10,000. That was the count last year. I do soulmate manifestation. It's a process that I've created. People have fantastic results. Just before we get into the depths of soulmate manifestation, and that's something that we will talk about in future shows also as we go forward. I do a lot of soulmate manifestation work in addition to manifesting careers and help people manifest money, good health, happiness. A lot of people feel alone. They just don't know how to get the person that they like to like them back. And this is such a universal problem. It's not a new problem. It's been there for a very, very long time, as long as people have existed. Your soulmate, I'm saying he because I'm female, and I want to talk from the point of view of a female, but you can just turn it around. And if you're a man and you're interested in another woman, you can make that, turn it around suitably for you. I'm not against same-sex relationships. The field is open for everybody. It's the same thing. Your soulmate can come in any body. That's why people wonder, oh my God, is this my soulmate? And why is he or she in this body? Well, he or she can come in any body. Then you have different varieties of relationships. Say that soulmate manifestation applies to anybody. A woman loving a man loving a woman. Same-sex relationships. I've worked with everybody. And it's the same problem. When you love someone, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're the same sex or you're not the same sex. You're just going to love that person. And all you want in your life is for that person to love you back. It's such a primal need to be loved back. As if your soul is missing if the other person doesn't love you back. I have spoken to so many people, and everybody's problem is the same. How do I get this person to love me back? Why is there so much push and pull in our relationship? Why does he go hot and cold on me? Why is he not calling me back? Why isn't he taking my calls? Why is he flirting around with other women? Why can't he leave the other woman for me? Am I not number one on his list of priorities? Why is it I'm the last on his list of priorities? Doesn't he find me attractive? Am I not good enough for him? Why doesn't he talk to me? We live in the same house. He lives as if he's my roommate. He doesn't want me anymore. I've gone through it all. Everything. I've seen every soul. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but I've seen almost every permutation and combination of relationships, and I've helped people work through it. It can be worked through, and you can get the person that you really want. It's possible. Take one thing from this show today on soulmate manifestation, and that is the person that you love is a reflection of who you are and what you are right now. That person doesn't exist independent of you. Your thoughts and your vibrations have brought that person into your universe, has manifested that person into your universe to teach you something, to do something with you, to partner with you, to learn life lessons, which is the same thing as teaching, to finish karma. And if you believe in past lives, it's the same energy that has come forward from past lives and is here to complete your story and to maybe give it a different twist. You recognize the person. Soulmate manifestation is a huge topic. I believe personally that if you can attract the right soulmate, and if you can keep that person in your life and have a wonderful relationship with that person, don't laugh at me, but it's true. A lot of the world's problems can be solved. A lot of these things are created because people are not happy. People are not satisfied. People feel the need to go and show their power or create a feeling of being powerful at somebody else's cost. They need to satisfy their egos. They need to feel that they're doing something and they're making something happen for themselves, even if it's just robbing somebody else. And another thing is, a lot of the sicknesses and diseases also be cured if you're really with the right soulmate. And if you form the wrong relationships, your energy and the other person's energy can conflict. It can create a lot of health issues. There's a feeling of lack that happens. If you think about it, if enough people are with their right soulmates, with their true loves, then there is all of this light that is created from all of these relationships that are doing well. A lot of this light means a lot of happiness in this world. A lot of the negative vibrations in this world can disappear as happiness fills it up, because there are a lot of satisfied, contented people who are with the right person and they're doing right things. I spoke to this man. He said, I don't want to bring in anything negative into this space. It's a sacred space. We're creating this wonderful space for us to manifest positive things. It is positive in a way, because this man survived something that other people in his family could not handle. And he survived it because his soulmate had enough energy in her to support him through this. Like, her energy was so positive, and it did not have the particular problem that this man had, which he had and his whole family had. And her energy was so positive and so healthy that she literally absorbed him and cocooned him with her energy. And this man survived because of that. That's powerful. Being with the right soulmate make your life so much more better on every level: money, health, happiness. For example, let's say your soulmate has good karma and is in a country that's prosperous and abundant. Well, she or he might be able to help you out of a situation that you're trapped in. But if you're with the wrong person, and that person is going down, and you're going down, and everybody's going down, fighting with each other, having conflict, what's it going to do to your health, your happiness, your money, all of these things that are so important to you? Really think about it. Soulmate manifestation can help you in every other area of your life. Now, there is something that people don't really talk about, and that's your love karma. Now, everybody has a love karma. Your love karma, the way I define it, it's something which I've written about in my book, Joyful Manifestation, where you have the capacity and the ability to have very successful love stories, very successful relationships. If your love karma is not doing good, if you've got bad love karma, getting into the same patterns of behavior, attracting the same relationships that fail, that's a problem. When we're talking soulmate manifestation, my main work is with a person to improve love karma. Because if love karma improves, then a lot of things improve and you end up having the person you want. Your personal love karma, your ability to attract and to keep good, healthy love should be good. It should work well for you. If you're noticing a pattern coming over many, many years, it means that a bad pattern, something that's negative, someone is always leaving you, someone's always cheating on you, always making you last on their list of priorities. It means that you have a love karma that's not working very well. And we want to fix that love karma first so that your relationship does good and you attract the right person. Either your current relationship or your future relationship becomes or is healthy. And this basically means that your love karma really works well for you. If you think about it, a lot of successful people in this world, a lot of millionaires, actors, actresses, singers, stars, rock stars, they're very, very good at manifesting money. Their careers may be doing really, really well. What about their relationships? Maybe their personal love karma is not that good. With soulmate manifestation, we can fix that. We can make your ability to manifest good relationships, lasting relationships. We can improve your ability to manifest lasting relationships. We could improve it to such an extent that you will never have to worry about your relationships going sour on you and have the same problems. Why is it? I can make $1 million here in a blink of an eye, but no man wants to stay with me. Everybody wants to leave. I'm not able to retain somebody. And or I'm not able to be who they want me to be. Or have them be who I want them to be. Of course, you can never change a person, really. What can happen is they can love you enough to be gentle with you, to be kind with you, to do things for you. Because everybody has a very soft part of themselves. Every person, no matter how tough, no matter how stubborn, has a heart. And if you can somehow improve your love karma and improve your ability to manifest good relationships, then the person that you're with can open up his or her heart to you and show you a different aspect of themselves. It's not that they're really changing for you. They always have it. It's just that they're bringing it out. There is maybe a little bit of change involved. It seems like change, but they're introducing another aspect of themselves into the relationship. It shows you another side. And you may be able to get along better with that side of them. Now what happens is, once you've had a good run for at least like a few months, your confidence in being able to retain healthy, lasting relationships is going to increase. Now this means that your love karma is working well for you. Your love karma is something, again, I don't know if you believe in past lives. The soul, everybody has a soul, is eternal. It cannot be destroyed. It is God. It is a part of God, whichever way you want to see it. The whole thing about your love karma is your soul working well for you in your love story. We want to help you improve your love karma, your love story, going forward in future shows. We're running out of time here. I want to give you my email address in case you want to write to me and ask me a few questions, then I can answer you on the show. It's sugandhi@joyfulmanifestation.com. That's S-U-G-A-N-D for Delhi, H-I, @joyfulmanifestation.com. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back with more information. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thunder.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. The Joyful Manifestation Show can be heard all around the world and will take you where you need to go. Tune in every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on BBS Radio, Station 1.